What's up, guys? Welcome to Popcorn Talk. It's Disney News Weekly, and we're talking everything from all of Disney's new upcoming movies. I can't wait. Lots of live action, and Lady Gaga and Will Smith. Oh, yes, stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Ooh, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Popcorn Talk, Disney's News Weekly.
Here we are.
I know. Yes. Hello. You see us, and you see some familiar faces. Hey, guys. Welcome back.
You're back.
It's good to see you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
We're so glad to have you.
Disney stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a good week, too.
Yeah.
A lot of tempting little bits.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
How's your week been? Tell us.
It's been good. We did a lot of Disney stuff.
Yeah.
In the last week.
We did.
We did the Freeform Halloween House.
That was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah.
And then we did, yesterday we did the exhibit, the Mickey True Original.
Ooh.
Yeah. Art preview.
Art preview. They showcased an art installation that's going to be shipped over to New York to be put in the temporary Mickey Museum.
Yeah.
But they had it here first. They had a whole kind of mixer with
pizza,
but the pizza had Mickey Mouse shaped pepperonis on it.
Okay,
so that was
kind
of cool. And then like all these classic Mickey things everywhere, and a DJ spinning, of course, classic Disney Brazilian jazz. It was not Disney music, but it was tight.
Spicy.
It was very fancy. It was like everybody was dressed up in like their designer Mickey Mouse clothing.
Really?
Yeah. It was super bougie.
So were you?
I know I was. Shout out to Forever 21 for dressing me up.
Yes! Yeah, they had all
that stuff.
There you go.
They
have a new Disney line.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Forever.
It's good.
F21 times, it's like X, but it looks like times me. F21 X me.
Oh my God.
Is their new direction, but then the X Disney is like all their Disney stuff. And it's like weird. It's like classic Disney and classic Pete. The cat. You know, the cat from Mickey's arch nemesis.
It's got all the classics. There's Donald stuff. There's Pluto stuff.
But it's like original art, which is really neat, which you don't see a lot.
They've had it for a minute, too. They've had it since summer. But sorry, we just had to catch up because so much. And for those of you who might be new in the live chat, what's up? Welcome to Popcorn Talk, News and Weekly, whatever. But I'm Jamie Gray, and I want to introduce my awesome panel. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up? I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at @SarahSterling_. We're not supposed to do that. Oops.
I'm Leo Camacho. Hi.
Hi, Kelsey Hightower.
Hello.
All right, and again, I'm Jamie Gray. It's Disney News Weekly. I'm super excited because there's a lot of awesome stuff to talk about this week.
So much news. We didn't even get to the news before we got into
the news. I know. We had our own
pre-news news.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pre-news news. So now that we've got that out the way, let's just get right into it. So Disney has named a bunch of new execs, mostly all from the 21st Century Fox. So let's get into that. So
that transition has started.
Yes.
It's happening.
According to NBC News, they are saying, let's see here, that Disney CEO Bob says that they appointed several key 21st Century Fox execs to leadership positions. Disney is closing $71.3 billion acquisitions of Fox Entertainment's assets. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money that's going to be made
with
all of those acquisitions. Do they have specific titles assigned to people yet? Do we know?
That's what we want to know.
Right.
The president of 21st Century Fox is Peter Rice right now. But Rice is going to become one of the top TV executives at Disney. So TV exec.
What does Fox have on TV right now that's like a Fox exclusive that's tasty? What do they got?
Bob's Burgers.
Which is Family awesome. Guy.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a real
property. Yeah. What I mean is
there's a lot.
No, what I mean is is this going to bring new Disney content to television under the supervision of someone who has experience with top trending shows? Because all the shows we just named have been around for a decade at least.
Exactly.
So what new properties? And this could be one of the reasons why they sold. But if you were to say, I know this would never happen in a million years, but if you were to say that Disney merged with WB, then all of those WB shows, like Riverdale and all of the DC stuff.
It's called the CW.
You know what I mean. The CW, WB. It's the CW's owned by WB, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And, WB,
Still Warner Brothers. That's what I mean. What are they getting? What's part of the package? Are they getting any kind of pedigree, or are they just sort of picking up the scraps of old legacies?
That's a good question.
I'm kind of curious about.
Well, and are you talking about on TV, actual
currently.
TV?
Yeah, what does Fox own on television? I know in cinema we're getting a lot of unique deals,
right.
But that's a whole other conversation.
What about the Orville?
The Orville, okay, yeah. And there's the tie to Family Guy again with,
with Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know, just something to think about. Like, what, you know, you're putting these pieces in these important positions. What are they going to be in charge of? What are they going to execute?
Right. What are they going to do?
Right.
Yeah. That's a great question. Let us know what you guys think in the chat, too.
And a lot of people are going to, I mean, a lot of people are going over to Disney, of course, that are at 21st Century Fox, but a lot of people are going to be losing their jobs, and all of this is going to happen January 1st. So that's, like, right around the corner. That's in a couple of months.
Disney's not playing. They've got the new streaming. Actually, maybe I'm answering my own question here, but, you know, Disney's going to have their new streaming service next year. Does that mean they're going to take some of these executives and put them in charge of key properties or key ordinances on that streaming
service? It kind of seems like, it kind of seems like they're leaning that way. Like, some of the top people are going to go over to Disney, and some, like, a couple people might stay at Fox and run the new Fox.
Yeah.
But really, new Fox is only going to be the news and sports.
How are they going to whip it together? Oh, yeah, that's
maybe
true.
So it's not really going to be anything.
Kelly Wong in the chat is saying The Gifted is their X-Men show currently. She says it's pretty good. And I've heard that as well. So that's cool because it's X-Men related, which Disney is definitely going to be doing something with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one and Fantastic Four.
Fingers crossed.
Aren't those going to be... Everyone's kind of looking at that going into the Marvel Universe
now. I think the X-Men will get their whole new universe reboot, and I think the Fantastic Four will be integrated into the new generation of the Avengers movies. Like, I think they're going to get the Thor Ragnarok treatment. Yeah, I think that's what's up. Yeah. I'm excited about
treatment.
That.
Finally, I like too.
Finally. But by the way, if you want to be a superhero in the Marvel Universe, you have to be the Human Torch first. That's just the rule. If you want to be Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan will tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, yeah, I know he's been, like, trying to do a lot of superhero movie stuff.
Yeah, now he's done. Did you see his tweet? Did you see his tweet the other day?
Wait, what did he tweet?
Chris Evans tweeted. He says, like, today was the last day on shoot. It was an emotional day, to say the least. I've spent the last decade making these movies, and they mean so much to me. I couldn't have done it without blah, blah, blah.
It was way more, like...
It was, like, super emotional.
No, it was way more, like... Cap is gonna die.
Cap is done.
Like, because he was like,
but, like, he
we wrapped Avengers
out.
4 today. Like, thank you for letting me play this character for, like, however many years. As if he's, like, not
like
gonna
leaving.
Anymore. We all knew,
like,
he was probably gonna die. But, like,
that's more like confirmation about it. Yeah.
I was like, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
People don't know. They've been a spoiler there. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris Evans.
See? For the cons of social media.
Blocked.
Confirming your death.
God.
You'll block.
We can't hang out this weekend. Cancel the plan, bud.
He's canceled.
Jesus.
Oh.
Well,
I also have dinner with you, right?
And you're like, can we be cool?
I'm so cool with it. Like, I don't mind.
No, none of my friends.
None of them.
I'm like, no, it's cool, man.
No, please.
If I say no, everyone says no.
Wouldn't it be amazing, like, truly, because you know Chris Evans capable of this. You just see a chat, like, pop up, and it's just like CE. It's like the default logo with a CE, and he's like, sorry, man.
Sorry. Oh, my heart would just stop.
Well, guys, I know we're talking about movies, so let's get into the live action. Lilo and Stitch. Oh, my goodness. Very pranky. So, what do you guys think about just having a live action for Lilo and Stitch? Before we even get into it, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, it can't truly be live action. It's going to be like Alvin and the Chipmunks, right?
Yeah!
I mean, it's going to be...
It's going to be great.
As live action as any
as
of the other
be.
Ones we've had.
That's true.
Like what?
What
like
is Stitch
Beauty and the Beast has like eight... animated characters in it, and it was still
the
live action.
They did pretty good with that, though. Yeah.
The difference is, like, the Beast is, like, a monster.
There's literally only going to be one animated character in this.
No, the aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And the fish that eats the bread, he's definitely going to be CGI.
First of all, his name is Pudge.
He predicts the weather.
Put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on my name.
I think it's cool.
It's cool. Like, we've had lots of conversations where we were like, what one would you pick if you could turn anyone into a... live action remake, and like no one's ever said Lilo and Stitch, and yet here we are.
Yeah.
I just want to say all of them. I mean, you know, like cop out on that.
Okay,
like,
what's your number
which
two?
One would you pick? Hmm. All of them, because they're all going to be done.
They're all going to be done eventually.
I think
sooner or later, like it's happening.
Stitch is actually going to be horrifying.
That's what
you think
I
it's going to be really scary?
It.
They'll find a way to make him cute, but it's like ugly cute.
I'm going to
be,
like,
yeah.
If I saw
I
a real
like
Stitch,
it's
gonna
be ugly.
I'd be like...
It needs to be more...
Yeah.
It needs to be fluffier than anything.
No.
He looks like a koala.
What's
going to
happen
with
his arms?
A blue koala spot.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
It'll be
everyone
fun.
Wants...
Ooh, the graphics for that? That's going to be pretty amazing.
The girl one? Magenta?
Angel, you
oh my goodness.
Man. No, everyone wants Ali Carvalho, the voice of Moana, to play Nani.
No, not Nani.
Nani.
Nani? No.
Lilo.
She can't be. No, because she doesn't have enough Tude. She's too sweet. I want someone who's got, like, sass for
days.
Oh, my
God. She could have Tude.
She carries all that sass in those thighs. They're huge. She's so fit.
And that and the crop top, it's going to be, like,
packed in there.
What's that? The what?
And her crop top. I mean,
I
can never dress up for Halloween as that. I'm like...
I'm working on it. I've been working out for a year and a half so that I can cosplay as her specifically.
Just to get those curves.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, see, like this year might be the year.
I don't know who I would cast, though. Like, who's sassy and Polynesian?
And they have to be Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Aaliyah's from Hawaii.
Yeah, I know, but she doesn't... I think she
Do they
have
to be Hawaiian, though? Like, I feel like they're just going to go up for the look.
They'll
just
they'll go Pacific Islander.
If they don't cast
it's going to be conflict. And we'll be reporting on it on Disney News Weekly.
Yeah, oh, trust me. Well, because also Lilo and Stitch is widely considered the most, like...
One of the most authentic.
The most authentic PC movies of, like, all time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're forgetting somebody, like, as far as who could play her.
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And then, of course, we're going to get, like, a new up-and-comer for Lilo. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Nicole Scherzinger as Nani.
Oh yeah, I just looked up
Hawaiian,
but she's
actresses.
Not Hawaiian.
She is apparently, according to Google.
Let me see that.
Pussycat Dolls.
I don't remember that ever behind
me. Who's that come up? Kelly who?
Nicole Scherzinger played Moana's mom in Moana. FYI.
Okay, then we can't
this
have
is
her.
Tough.
I don't know. I mean, here's another opportunity, another Disney opportunity for them to highlight.
Yeah.
Let's
make it realistic.
How about Joe Rohde, who was born in Hawaii?
He could be like the voice of like the alien, the one-eyed alien.
Everyone's saying Andy Serkis.
If anyone has just traveled to Hawaii or spent like a year there, maybe they'll like give a pass.
Mm. Possibly.
No. Definitely not. But I'm looking at Google and it's like three Hawaiian actresses.
See, this is why we need more Hawaiian actresses. We need more representation for that.
Jason Momoa as
David.
Lilo.
David.
As David? No, it's Lilo.
They'll probably put The Rock in there somewhere.
That's like the scariest.
The Rock.
He's everywhere. So
Terry Crews as Cobra Bubbles.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Without a question.
I love him.
Without a question. 1,000%.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
1,000,000%.
Wait, so the Disney blog had said something really interesting, which I did not know this. So the original film, well, I knew that it was directed by Chris Sanders, but I did not know that he later left Disney over a disagreement, they're saying, over the vision of Bolt, the movie, and created the How to Train Your Dragon movie franchise.
They should have listened to him.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. But but Bolt feels dropped, so that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just like, there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible movie.
It's on Netflix, so you know it's kind of...
That's
push
like
on the back burner.
That's their C tier.
Yeah.
They're like pushing some
sad?
B tier, drop, they pepper in B tier, and then you get like one A tier once every 3 months.
Right.
Like, what's the current A tier, would you say?
Hercules is on there.
Hercules?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, because like you never see like the movies you really,
action,
really want to see.
Action,
which I actually just watched Hercules this weekend. It's
Hercules.
Just, you know.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like I've watched it because I've been listening to Ariana Grande's cover of.
Which one?
No, what's the opening song? Zero to Hero. Zero to Hero.
Zero
that's what
to
it is.
Hero.
Oh, yeah. And then it like causes me, and then it puts like a playlist on of all the gladi- all the scenes.
We're just back up answers over here.
Goals. We got it down.
This is my favorite statement about Hercules. I don't think I've ever said it on the show, but my favorite fact that is often overlooked about Hercules is that they use monotheistic music to celebrate a polytheistic history.
Yeah.
Which is super, super interesting because it's gospel music devoted to the one true God about all of the Greek many gods.
Hallelujah.
Pretty interesting contrast there and smart decision.
Yeah.
That's
I always thought it was really interesting too. Even just recognizing that as a kid, like growing up in the church, and I'm like, this is really interesting learning about Hercules, but
with
I know
gospel
music.
It's such a trip.
But it was great. The muses
so
are just epic.
So smart.
Never thought of it.
Well,
I like that.
Yeah. In a Disney movie.
Was that
movie? The Muses are the first African-American characters in an animated Disney movie.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was, like, the first time I even recognized it. Like, even now, I'm just like, wow, like, you haven't seen anything like that.
I mean, like, Dumbo doesn't count.
Oh, what? Okay. Non-racist.
No.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing that, and I was like, oh, that works. Yeah. I'm in it.
It worked. So, Well, good job, Disney, for that.
Well done.
Yeah. So, anyway, Lilo and Stitch live-action movie. Let us know if you guys are into that, if you would go plan on seeing that. But let's also get into some more live-action movies.
Let's do it.
So, Cosmopolitan was actually talking about this. Thanks, Cosmopolitan. Cosmo! So, they're talking about the next 5 years of some unreleased movies that we're going to be talking about. Some of them we've talked about here. Mm. Some we haven't. So let's see here. Lilo and Stitch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We talked about The Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. We talked about Ralph Breaks the Internet.
We just had a big event for that, too.
Which one?
For The Nutcracker. Yeah, there was a big premiere event. Not premiere, but yeah.
Disney.
Oh, yeah. No, at Disney.
At the park. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
The girl was there because they have the advanced preview at the Sunset Showcase Theater.
That's what it was.
Ooh.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, Mary Poppins Returns.
And what are these? These are just upcoming?
These are for the next 5 years what is being released. 5 years.
What about Dumbo? Did we talk about Dumbo before? Live action?
We've touched on, they haven't really said a lot other than, we've seen the clip. We talked about what we saw at D23 last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we did the trailer. They released a trailer recently.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
That's what I meant, the clip, the trailer.
Well, we had a teaser, and then we had a trailer.
That's true.
The moving picture.
Tim Burton. And Will Smith is actually playing Danny DeVito.
Thank you.
No, he's trolling.
Yeah. Well, so I know we talked about Toy Story as well, Toy Story 4, but Frozen 2, I know a lot of kids and adults are really excited about that.
And adults.
You know, throw those in there. But also, Aladdin, I'm super excited about that. I feel like so many generations are going to be excited for that. Like, come on.
Was this Mina Masood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go follow him on Instagram, for God's sakes. He's only 40,000 followers because nobody knows that he's Aladdin yet. Because he's basically an unknown still.
Here, I'll put it in the live chat so everyone knows to go follow him.
Yeah, Masood. He's really great, and I defend him. I think he's going to be a great Aladdin. I really like his personality. He put the poster up today. Obviously, actually, Will Smith is the one who posted the poster.
Yep. Yeah,
they are going with that theme of let the most famous person in your movie break the news, and then everybody else can repost.
And what a better way than Will Smith?
Will Smith. Yeah. It's like the Rock and Will Smith.
He jumped from a helicopter.
Probably has more followers than Disney or whoever. Exactly. So that's why he's releasing it.
Did you see Drake's response to Will Smith?
What did Drake say?
No.
He was like, thanks for making my music video, bro. Like, because he issued a challenge and then Will Smith did it like on the bridge. And then
The Kiki Challenge.
And then
I like how we call it the Kiki Challenge.
The Kiki Challenge. I know, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's what I know it as.
Is it about Kim Kardashian? We will find out.
What?
Nothing.
Shut up. God, that's some hip-hop head stuff right there.
Cosmo, though, still slating Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which is on hold.
And there was also the news yesterday that James Gunn will be directing the reboot. The reboot of Suicide Squad, which is ridiculous because they're rebooting a movie that just came out and there is no sequel to.
Wait, it's a reboot?
That's what they said.
It's a reboot, dude.
I thought he was going to be penning the script for it.
Penning the script for a reboot. Suicide Squad.
Oh,
interesting.
No, dude.
I love at the end of this.
But that's what happened. Warner Brothers, or DC, was just like, wait, they dropped their Marvel guy? Now's our chance.
The end of this article is just, it's so funny. It's just dates. And it's like Disney live action, Disney live action, Disney live action, Pixar animation, Disney live action, Marvel, Disney live action, Disney live action, Disney live action, Marvel, Disney live action, Disney live action, Marvel.
Yep.
Like over and over all the way.
What is this, 1993? Yeah. Why so much Disney live action?
Jeez.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're I just pick all of them.
Everything. Well, Maleficent 2 is also coming out. We also spoke about Mulan. Fa Mulan.
Actually, Hua Mulan in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just that line in that movie just always gets me. You will never be a bride. But what about Lion King?
I agree.
You will never bring your family honor.
I'm a millennial.
But what do you guys think? We already heard about Lion King. Beyonce will play Nala. What do you guys think about that? I have a little number of ways.
Beyonce is Nala?
Yeah,
I think the queen should play the queen.
The queen is playing the queen.
No, well, no, that's Sarabi's the queen, but for now. Well,
who do you think becomes the queen, girl?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I don't know how I feel about Beyonce playing Nala. I love Beyonce. I love her so much, but just.
She's
her
too
speaking
cool.
voice.
She's too cool.
And that country spunk, twang. Right? She was a voice actor for another animated film, but what was it? I can't remember.
It wasn't Disney.
It wasn't Disney, but it was something, and I'm like, ugh. Sometimes when they have stars as voice actors, I'm just not always the biggest fan of it. Even
I agree.
Rihanna was
it's a little flat sometimes.
It's a little flat, and it's sometimes like if I recognize it too much,
you just see them.
Yeah. It's hard to separate it.
So I remember her in Austin Powers.
Yes, Foxy Brown.
I remember that in, throwback.
Yeah. Pink Panther.
Obsessed.
Pink Panther was a little interesting, too.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think Nala's supposed to be spunky, right? Like, she's just like, Simba, where'd you been? She's going to be like, Simba, where you been?
Simba, where you been? You
know, it's time to go home.
Man. I mean, I'm not even worried about it because the amount of time that we see adult Nala is, like, not a lot.
That's going to be, I feel like we're going to see it more in this.
Allison says she's very soft-spoken. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some good music out of that.
Seth Rogen as Pumbaa is the best casting decision.
Yes.
Ever heard.
You know, John Oliver as
Zazu also.
Oh, I'm excited.
And James Earl Jones. I mean, he's classic. Yeah, no, he's classic.
It's interesting. So Sarabi and Mufasa, voiced by the original actors who played them in the animated series, also played the king and queen of Zamunda in Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy movie. So they have been king and queen thrice now. This will be number three.
Awesome. That is good.
Which one do you guys think you're most excited about, just from the movies that we listed?
The live actions?
Yeah.
Well, Lion King. Even though I've already seen it because it's going to be shot for shot the same. Oh, no. I lied. Mulan. I'm way more stoked for Mulan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
and more stoked than for Aladdin, which is saying a lot because I am obsessed.
Will Smith.
You are a huge Aladdin fan.
Street
Fest. Obsessed starring Beyonce.
Our friend Jimmy Wong is going to be a Mulan. How can we not be pumped?
That's our friend Jimmy Wong, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's actually been on the show.
He's been on the show, yeah.
He's
going to
be Ling in
Mulan. He's
going to
be Ling.
That is pretty awesome.
Doing their thing.
Well, I'm super excited. You know, I think I'll go with Mulan, too. And then I have to choose a number two because I can't just only have one.
Okay. What's your number two?
Mulan and Aladdin for me.
I'm going to say Aladdin because I'm really excited to see Will Smith.
Hear
him, I guess, you know?
I hate that every
comment. We will see him. He said that he's like, I can't wait for you guys to see me as Blue.
Yeah. They're going to pull a Josh Brolin, you know, it's Thanos, but you see Josh in there.
Yeah.
You see him in the eyes.
I think it's fully just going to be his face.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about it.
God, I can't wait.
Big Willy.
We're going to get some classic Silly Willy.
Yeah. All right, well, next we have, I know we've talked about Ralph Breaks the Internet, but we have more. So they have announced the cast at the New York Comic-Con.
Yes, they have.
Real life internet stars. One of them being one of my faves.
Miranda
Sings.
Miranda
Ballinger. Yeah, so this is like a dream that I never knew I had. Now that this happened, I'm like, wait, I didn't know that was my dream.
Yeah, I didn't know it was possible.
Because they have internet stars as people in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
That's my friend Danny.
Yeah, that's Leo's friend.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that is Danny.
We host
for
Funimation together.
That's dope.
Is that so weird?
It's
like
super
just
weird.
Seeing
it's a trip.
Leo's
I'm mad because I'm like, I want to be.
I know. I bet that's
too.
And all
hard.
Week, all she's
One
posts
day you
about
will.
All week is her experience.
This is such a
and
good
I'm so
idea,
jealous,
though. It's like
so
crazy because it's like it's about the internet.
And that's typically like I just saw her the other day.
Yeah, I can ask that quick.
It's hard because I'm sure you see them and you're like super excited about it because
like
that's your friend and
you're like
my dream. But you're like, wait, I want to do that.
Yeah. Flula is the last one.
It is cool. I'm super stoked.
This is
for
pretty
all
dope.
But what
I just never thought of that. Like I never put those two things together as far as like
shot.
Internet
Literally,
stars.
I've carved
yeah,
my
it's
plain internet stars.
It makes sense.
Why would you not?
This is so
it's like
meta.
But also, it opens so it up meta. To just have even more movies, more Wreck-It Ralph movies. So
more movies.
I mean, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Movies about
personalities.
Internet.
Maybe we talk about Disney.
People
I don't
saying
know.
That they hope it's like people are like, oh, it might be cringy. I based on these screenshots alone, I think it's just like a montage of like something is happening on the internet. Like Ralph is like wrecking it, and like this is them reacting to what he's doing on the internet. Like, I think it's just going to go, like, boom, boop, 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 like, right through it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to, like, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But that's just the impression I get.
It just gets more exciting.
I would still be happy.
Yeah.
Disney. I would be happy with just being, like, a channel. You know, like,
you can't be obsessed
because
you were
technically
in Pirates.
Oh, I wasn't. I got cut. Dustin.
Oh.
Well, I know. What do you even? I mean, you got to be in it a little bit.
I did get.
You got to shoot. You got to be on. So that counts for something.
It does count.
I mean, we're just back here.
My
in
favorite
our
is
studio.
When people like do see me in the movie. They're like, I saw you in the scene. I was like, yep.
Just say it. Just go with it.
Was
sure
that you?
Did.
Correct.
Yep.
Correctamundo.
Just go with it.
Captain A. Okay, whatever. This person was like, how will this date the film in 10 years? I don't know, but like Miranda Sings has been around for 10 years
at least.
I think no matter what, I don't think they're going to be a big part of the movie. I mean, like the movie itself has the potential to be dated in however many years, but I don't think the people, because I don't think it'll be a big part of the movie, and also, like, in terms of, like, Colleen, I think she will always be known as, like, a pioneer of internet content, no matter what.
But then, like, you can use that same argument to say that Aladdin is dated because of the genie. Mm-hmm. Like, he makes references to
Arnold pop culture references.
They're, like, way even older than that movie. They weren't even contemporary at the time. So, you know, there are tasteful... And also, this is the nature of the internet. It's about the internet right now. You could say this whole movie will be dated, but it is also a snapshot in time. Yeah. Like, you know, you watch Lord of the Rings and you're like going, wait a minute, people don't use swords anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, just go with it.
No, man. I think it's a genius idea, and I'm really excited to see it. But it made me sad, just when you mentioned genie, because I'm like, Robin Williams.
That's the thing that bums me out. It's like anytime you see a discussion about this movie, which is interesting that more people aren't talking about it more regularly, especially with the abundance of information that's out there. But whenever, especially on like Reddit, for example, whenever Aladdin comes up, the conversation immediately turns to Robin Williams. And I'm like, it's very tragic and unfortunate that he's no longer with us to be in this movie. But, like, it's... Even if he was, I don't think he would play the genie. You know what I mean? Like, I think Will Smith is going to do a fine job. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think he will. I think it's just hard to let that go away.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, I don't know that he would even play the genie, even if he was here. Wouldn't. But it's just... Thinking back, looking back.
And it's also, like, the first AAA celebrity to voice a character ever.
Right.
Like, he's the one who started that trend, and then he just knocked it out of the park. Genie's one of the most memorable Disney characters of all time.
I lose hair, I love the feathers. Sorry, I just love that movie so much.
I love the feathers.
But, of course, I'm sure you guys already know this. Ralph Breaks the Internet comes in theaters November 21st.
My body is ready.
All right. All right, so let's get into these rumors. Rumor has it. I like how we all just kind of did that.
We had a theme song ready.
We're all in unison, sort of. Okay, so.
Who is that a key?
The rumor is that Lady Gaga will be in the role.
Lady Gaga.
She has a role. She might have a role in Little Mermaid for Ursula.
Ursula
has great powers. What do you guys think about this?
Dope.
I mean, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Dope. I hope it's true. I hope it comes.
I hope so, too. She did great in American Horror Story, if you guys saw the past two seasons that she was in, but I thought she was amazing.
She's dope. I love her. And then she's got this new Oscar contender coming out.
Stars Born, which I heard is amazing.
And any interview I've ever seen her in, she's brilliant, well-spoken, and has presence for days.
She's got a
mischievous look about her. Like, you don't know if she's being straight with you or she's like weaving the web. And I love that about Lady Gaga. She's got a poker face, you would say.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
Some would say. Some would dare to say.
And I just want to point out that the Diz Insider tweeted about this because the Nerdist had posted that Lady Gaga was going to be playing her, and they want to clarify that they never said that Lady Gaga was cast as Ursula, but it's just a rumor, and that they're interested. It's like a wink.
It's Disney wanting to offer, potentially.
That's how Disney offers roles. They tell other people to tweet about it.
Which is smart.
Well, that's how they break any news. It's like, oh.
Well, it creates way more buzz this way.
Yes, one would say. But, so she's like one of the top on Disney's list, and so I think they want to get the talk going and people getting excited, so maybe Lady Gaga can just not say no.
But Kelly I want Wong, her to do it. Some
Kelly
people
Wong,
in the chat. Okay.
Yeah, saying he wants a drag queen.
A lot of people want a drag queen.
Because Ursula is based on divine.
Yeah,
so.
The drag queen.
Futuristic, okay, I like it.
But I kind of like the more sophisticated Ursula, right? Because then it's such a different extreme from Ariel's bubbliness.
I'm sure Lady Gaga can do this, but do you think that she can pull off just the essence of Ursula?
Yeah.
I mean, to be
Ursula
scary.
Ursula is extra, though. That's
she's
why a drag
extra,
queen would be so
she's,
good.
And she's also, I mean, we go by visuals. Mm-hmm. Ursula in the animated film is large and in charge. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, would you do it? Would you do a fat suit on her?
I don't. And would that be offensive to audience members?
Maybe.
And also,
or
if you remember,
do you have like a sleek one?
I don't know because Little Mermaid 2, I forget. What was Ursula's sister? Yeah, there we go.
But I don't think they're worried about that. I don't think they're gonna. I don't think there's executives going, guys. We gotta introduce her sister in the next one.
Right.
I don't think they're gonna be.
Gotta put her in there. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? I know some people are saying no. Some people are saying yes in the chat. Right now, I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say I'm with it.
Oh.
Yeah. If they came up with a better solution that was maybe a drag queen, I would still be down. And then, listen, again, just a quick reminder, Disney, I'm not asking to play Prince Eric. Maybe like his cousin that lives in the castle.
this
just a distant relative. Just like also living in a castle. Yes.
Yeah. I'll be one of the sailor. I'll be the sailor that goes with the fish and eat. That's what I want to be.
I mean, that was really good.
You can be
right
the chef.
There.
You can
I'll
be the chef.
Louis, chef yeah. Leo.
Yeah.
How I know? Could I miss?
No,
Cat Yellow.
Jack Black.
Cat Yellow Ranger in the chat said they would like to see Queen Latifah.
Oh.
As Ursula?
I've never
she's just
thought
so sweet.
Of that.
Mm,
she's, yeah. She's when she plays sweet. A bad guy, I don't believe it.
You know, what about Melissa McCarthy? Could she be mean?
No.
Melissa, no?
No, no. Melissa McCarthy. No.
She's awful. Wild.
Now I feel like I'm just
not.
Thinking of heavier set ladies, yeah. And I feel offensive. So
yeah.
Don't
worry
about it.
No, a lot
don't
of people would prefer it be a plus-size woman.
Yeah.
Because, like...
That's
it's
authentic.
A very iconic role for yeah. A plus-size woman.
But it is a great about? Opportunity to do a drag... Because you can... I feel like the amount of...
There are plus-size drag queens also.
Well,
yeah.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to drive me crazy.
Ginger Minj.
Let me see. I have to get her name. What's her name? Rebel?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, what about her?
I think she's too funny.
Yeah.
Would they want to make it funny or would that not? No,
Ursula's
got to be that.
Ursula's funny comes from her being like a major B.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Rebel Wilson's just funny. Like her everything she says.
Even when she doesn't try.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of stars, guys.
She should be Chef Louis.
I want to get into her. Yes. She could, actually. I think that'd be great.
What's that woman's name? Carlotta?
No.
Carlotta. Oh, yeah, the nanny.
Yeah.
I would want like someone like a Jack Black to be Louis, though.
Oh.
Like a very physical. You know, like...
A very intimate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He uses his whole body.
God, he's so amazing.
That'd be great. But yeah, speaking of stars, so Janelle Monáe is joining the Lady and the Tramp cast, and I'm really excited about it. I love Janelle Monáe, and we also have Arturo Castro. You might remember him from Broad City. He's done other things, but he's just majorly known for Broad City. I am a huge fan. It's actually sickening how many times I've seen each season and each episode.
Yeah. Broad City is like one of our favorite shows.
It's one of my favorites. So yeah, what do you guys think about these stars, Janelle Monáe and Arturo Castro?
Janelle Monáe is from what?
She's a singer.
Just singer. Okay.
Singing on the tightrope.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
Also, that dog, low-key.
Janelle Monáe is playing Peg.
Yeah.
And like, she'll sing He's a Tramp, which will be awesome.
He's a Tramp.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That's going to be dope. Yeah. That's probably why they wanted like a dope singer
Peg
for that.
Peg is just, you know, she's hot. That's an experienced dog right there. She
she
knows.
She knows.
You
she
ways.
Knows her stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And Arturo,
she's been around the block.
Arturo's gonna be playing Marco.
Oh, they had the walker.
Yeah.
So what about Arturo playing Marco? What do you guys think about that?
So he's playing a human.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dope.
He's playing
like the guy at the Italian restaurant.
Yes. He gives them the spaghetti.
Which one? The skinny guy?
No, I don't think there's gonna be two. I don't know.
It's
unclear.
He's just a restaurant guy.
He's the one who gives Tramp food.
All about
from the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. All about that life. Give me more of that. I'm stoked.
Yeah, playing Marco.
Just, yeah, I know he's not going to play his character from Broad City, but I can just see him like, here's your meatball.
Oh, Tramp.
Oh, yeah. Just for you.
It's for you.
I love him. Jaime.
Jaime.
Which
so
is
good.
My name in Spanish.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, let's get into the next story because I'm going to make sure we get to everything.
Everything. Let's go. There's a lot this week.
There's so much. So Toy Story Land is now open. It's at Disney Hollywood Studios, which is not too far from here. Are you guys planning on going?
Yeah, we just like kind of never talked about this because we were like not gonna go.
Yeah.
I mean we're gonna go, but like we weren't gonna go just for that.
Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like we'll go.
We
looks pretty awesome.
We're there. Yeah.
I guess I never saw this commercial though.
Oh, you never saw
Slinky.
The ball?
No.
Follow the ball.
I just read about it opening.
To the land.
Of all the things at Toy Story Land that I'm most excited to do, it's eat the food.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can never go wrong with
Woody's
that.
Lunchbox, is that what it's called? What is toy box? It has
lunchbox.
Some like dope options. They have like a s'mores sandwich.
Dank.
They have like just like a Pop Tarts.
Dank.
Baller.
Yeah. It's just like really good stuff. Like, because like alien swirling saucers,
dank.
Whatever.
Oh, wait, that's
dank, dank.
Like, that's just a spinner ride. That's Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. Slinky Dash coaster, cool, but like kind of
short-lived.
Like just an elevated go car, gadgets go coaster. Mm. I wouldn't not go on it.
It's like a Toontown. It's got a Toontown vibe.
Yeah.
Like you go there for the aesthetic. There's a couple things for the kids, but they got some nice snacks
they
and the atmosphere feels real nice.
They got some good walls and they got some good food.
Yeah, they're gonna have Andy's
nice.
Room. Well,
no, they do not have Andy's room wall. No one will give me Andy's room wall.
Listen,
Wreck-It Ralph.
That's
3.
A tragedy.
Yeah,
no mermaid. Andy's room wall. That's all I'm asking for, okay? Real simple.
That's a very short list.
Is it too much to ask?
Yeah, and Christmas is in like, 2 months? Easy.
Yeah.
Is it checkers?
Hurry up.
So that's
checkers
like
wall?
One per month right
it's
there.
Checkers wall, popsicle stick wall.
Popsicle stick wall?
Yeah.
Is that the hot one?
It's supposed to be the size of a toy in Andy's backyard.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like Bugs Land.
Except it doesn't make sense because all the Disney figures are, like, huge. So it's like, are you the size of a toy? Wait, are you the size of an ant? Huge? Yeah, like, there's, like, a huge Woody and, like, a huge Jessie. Like,
so you're, wow. you're Flick in a bug. You're Flick from A Bug's Life in Toy Story Land. Yeah. Meta. Two meta, five me. You know what? Go ahead and take off the cloud walls.
I'm excited to see it eventually.
I'm excited to see it, too. I would definitely take, like, of course, myself and my nieces, and I think that they would love this.
Yeah. I'd be stoked. I remember when I was a kid.
Take pictures by myself.
Yeah. Not unusual. I just don't know about Stop shaming.
It's okay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to go to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kid land, like, so freaking bad.
You never did?
I went.
Classic.
I did in the point.
I went.
I was like...
She's like, rub it in. I went.
I went, too.
Did you sit on the ant?
Yes, I sat on Auntie. I did.
Antony.
Marie Antony.
What's up? Oh, wait. Oh. I was triggered. Sorry. I was like, what? I hear my name.
I did go later, but, like, I feel like this is the new generation. Like,
yeah, because that was a play area. Yeah. This is a land.
Well, I mean, lands are play areas.
No, like, but that was truly just a
But lands gym. Like this, it's like Bugs Land. It's a play area. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, but you mean, like, it's like a jungle gym play area. Like, climb around play
Honey,
area.
I Shrunk the Kids was a jungle gym.
Yeah.
I know. This is a land with two rides.
I'm agreeing with you. Why is she mad at me?
I mean, it's...
No me grites, coño, okay?
I see in the chat here. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, so we also have, horror movie news. So, of course, we have all of AfterBuzz, Popcorn Talk, all of that. So make sure you're also subscribed to all of our other channels because, you know, we could just use all the love. But I want to go to Disney World, Disney Parks After Dark. They have a spellbinding show full of Hocus Pocus.
Spellbinding, Hocus Pocus.
I am obsessed with Hocus Pocus. Mm, not obsessed with Bette Midler right now. We will talk about that. Right. Oh, my goodness.
They are doing some screenings of Hocus Pocus at the El Capitan this month, by the way.
Yes.
There's one tomorrow, and then there's one on the 22nd, I believe.
Yeah, so see, if you guys are in the area, definitely check it out.
It's dope. And they also have Nightmare Before Christmas.
This is, like, the one thing that Disney World Halloween parties have on Disneyland Halloween parties is the Sanderson Sisters show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also their photo spots with their cool CGI.
Mm. Yeah. Dope. So dank.
Dank.
Oh, my God. But speaking of spooky, spooktacular Halloween season at International Disney Park. So they have that coming up also at Disney World with Mickey 90 Mouse Party. You get to treating the big
90
cheese.
90 Mouse.
Mickey's 90 Mouse Party. They called it Mickey 90 Mouse Party.
So it's like,
okay.
The Mickey 90 Mouse.
But yeah, they have everything here, which...
They just
Jack
released
Skellington, everything.
Yeah, it looks pretty...
So this is all over the world.
These floats are what's
Paris,
up.
Paris, Shanghai, Tokyo.
Dude, at Tokyo, you're just, like, allowed to wear costumes, you guys.
Yeah, you can just, like,
hang out. Can you believe
it? Anytime. Small or adult size.
Mm-hmm. Not just during the Halloween party.
That's where cosplay originated. They're down with it.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Allison in the chat says, I don't understand why they won't put anything Hocus Pocus in Disneyland. I agree. Like, I think they should have more, which I know they do sometimes, but more villain-related, like,
themes. Well, Mickey's Halloween Party.
Yeah,
that's
Mickey's
where they
Halloween
all
party.
Come out.
Do they have, like, more of them?
That's only
like,
villains
Hades,
come out.
Like, Hades, Maleficent, Cruella, Stepsisters.
Facilier.
But no Hocus Pocus.
They didn't have Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman around.
I think there might be some sort of issue with rights to the characters, because with live action characters, like, I know to have Mary Poppins in the park, they had to get, like, approval from Julie Andrews, and that's why we don't have a Giselle meet and greet character, because, like, it's very expensive to do, and so to get, like, permission from Amy Adams for that character, like, wasn't worth it, and so it might be the kind of thing where it's like...
God, if I was Amy Adams and I was listening to this podcast, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know. Hey, listen, go ahead.
Hold on one second. I don't know that that's the reason why we don't have Sanderson's sister meet and greets, but I feel like that might be why.
Yeah. Zafira is saying Hocus Pocus is definitely my fave Halloween movie. I love it so much as a kid. That's because it's the best Halloween movie.
More than Halloween Town?
For the family. Halloween Town, I feel like...
Disney Channel.
Different kind of movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's the best, like, family Halloween movie that's been in a theater.
Okay.
Right? So it's a little more widespread than Halloween Town. Yeah. Although Halloween Town's
super
lit. A little
more spookier.
Obviously,
super lit.
It's super lit. Obviously, it's lit like a jack-o'-lantern. They got, like, three of them.
Yeah.
for that kid.
Well, so I wanted to get into something else, guys. So if you want to join, hashtag Dream Big Princess. So basically, this is a global campaign.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow, October 11th. And so it's a campaign that uses stories of fictional characters like Moana, Tiana, Princess Tiana. So basically, it helps little girls, and all kids, and we won't just say girls, around the globe to follow their dreams. So if this is something that you're interested, I mean, tomorrow's the day that tomorrow.
So you can Disney bound as a character, mm-hmm. and because Disney teamed up with the UN Foundation Girl Up, and they've launched a bunch of video series kind of showing, you know, women and their mentors. So I know Emily Blunt was mm-hmm. part of it. Mm-hmm. Kathleen from Star Wars from Lucasfilms was a part of it. And so that's kind of their partnership, is to get people to, you know, follow their dreams and to encourage kids and stuff. But yeah, so that's at Disney.
She's going tomorrow.
I will be there tomorrow.
Are you going to Disney bound?
Yeah, I'm Disney bounding in Cinderella because I never have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's super cool. It's just like at all the parks, they're like, go Disney bound at the parks if you can. I know it's a Thursday.
I was going to go, but I can't now. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to be there.
At least one of you.
Some friends of mine are going to be
there. I'll be
there
Saturday.
Dope.
Yeah. I'm excited. I have a cute outfit.
Yeah. Oh, so make sure you guys are following them too.
I don't have a princess outfit for tomorrow otherwise.
I know.
He has a briar rose he could pull together.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
We could put a Disney bound together and not.
We should.
Just do it. Just pretend
like
we're for the gram.
Going.
Hashtag Dream Big Princess.
Yeah. Also, tweet at Amy Adams, hashtag Dream Big Princess. We'd like to have one in the park. Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Release your rights, please. You're Lois Lane now. Move on. Come on.
Yes, Allison, there is a Fall Dapper Day this year. It's November 4th.
Dope.
November 4th.
There you go.
Here.
Before election day.
Maybe I'll do my Briar Rose then.
Ooh.
Maybe not, because we need to do something together. Okay, never mind. You looked at me through your knuckles and I felt.
He felt the energy.
Yeah, it was too much.
Felt the darts.
So let's get into some fashion. So, the Disney Princess Designer Doll Premiere Series is here.
That Snow White is so elegant.
This looks amazing. Kelsey, do you have anything to say about this?
Yes. I am just asking Allison what she's going to be Disney bounding as, mm-hmm. because she's going to the park. So if you're going to the park, let us know in the chat what you're Disney bounding as. And back to the dolls. This is just a limited series that that Disney is doing that you can go online and shop. And the first one is already sold out. So they're releasing one.
How many are there?
I think there is 9 of them. There are 9 of them. And they're releasing one every month. Mm. So you can go on Shop Disney and look at. But they are beautiful dolls. It's a collection series.
Their dresses are like based on the year that they came out, right?
Yes. The fashion is based on the year that the movie came out.
Yeah.
Not the time
period.
Look at that.
That's straight out of Pretty in Pink right there. Yeah. Ariel, you are the 80s.
You are the 1989. Look at that.
Whoa, 2000. I guess I don't know.
Nice. So look at the difference.
Apparently 2009 is the year that...
it looks like Hunty pregnant.
It looks like, exactly. I was going to say, oh my gosh, the kids, the villain kids, was a movie.
Descendants.
It looks like it's Descendants.
Just makes me feel old, like remembering the year these movies came out. I'm like, oh wow.
I know. 1937, I was like 3.
I know.
But even just with like Little Mermaid, I'm like, geez. Like,
I know. Isn't it crazy that came out in the 80s?
In the 80s, I used to always think it was the 90s, and I was like, oh no.
And then
you weren't even born.
No, it's old, my friend.
Yeah, so that if you're a collector of dolls, I know that growing up, me and my sister had like a little doll collection, and they had like
doll rivalry. Like, I don't know why I was expecting that.
That was the direction it was going. You know, fight to the death with our beautiful dolls, and we got a collection. We had a collection of like little cute dolls growing up, and we got one like every year.
What's your doll? They were like
pretty porcelain dolls.
What was
dolls.
Your go-to, though? What was number one?
Number one, I mean, they were the same doll, but like in different positions. It was like
Egyptian?
They weren't. But they're like, that one's like lounging and one's like pretty with other flowers. They're like, just like cute. But some people collect dolls and stuff. So if that's your thing,
my mom collects Barbies.
It's not like in a creepy way, though.
Yeah.
Like, no.
We're not judging.
Like, a creepy collection of dolls, like
not dolls that sit on a shelf on the high
like
top
Chucky
of your room, just looking at you like, good night.
Some dolls are creepy, and I'm like, you will go on that side of the room.
No, yeah. This is not creepy. That's not that's what not this creepy, is.
No.
This
no, is these, cute. Are, these are classy. These are super nice. Like, yeah, I wish I could cute. Get one and give it to my mom. Like, that's what I wish I could do.
Yeah. They go fast, though.
Yeah. They're gone already, right?
One of them.
One of them?
Oh, my goodness, Allison. So, like, they release
them every month.
Oh, so they've, like, showcased all of them, but they're not all out yet.
Correct.
It's a limited edition, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see.
I love how Allison was like Samantha the American Girl doll. So I was obsessed with American Girls. I know they're expensive, see, that's a doll. But I was obsessed with Addie. I mean, hello. But, you know, that was my girl. Yeah, her books were like...
And that's not creepy at all.
Yeah, I had the dolls, brushed the hair. It was a thing. Anyway, so anybody here like cotton candy?
Sure is.
You like cotton...
Do
He's
you?
Just speaking for you.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I do.
Do you?
I mean, sure, it's sugar.
See, I was right.
Yeah, who doesn't? I mean, it's like a hit or miss for me, but for those of you that like cotton candy, Jack Skellington cotton candy at Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, oh exactly.
Like, I was trying to, like, you know, rev you guys up for it, but when you look at this, when I looked at the picture, I was like,
It looks like a swarm of flies instead of a scraper.
Like it got caught.
Got him.
It looks like
and it made
seeds.
This.
It looks like somebody spit poppy seeds on.
At least I can finally taste the color orange.
Oh my god! Literally, have you ever thought about the fact that our color is just named after the fruit? Like we couldn't come up with a better name.
We're
like,
not
just call
creative.
It orange. Orange. What about red? Now let's call it apple. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks,
so no one finds this appealing.
Also, why do you have like a five head? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like up here.
Let him live.
It's cotton candy, I mean.
Frank and Jack.
They could have put the eyes a little higher.
God, melted.
It should have been Oogie Boogie and it should have been green. Then I would have been all about it.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe it is Oogie Boogie.
Nah,
no, that's Jack. Skeleton.
Oh, it is. That's Jack. Yeah. Skeleton.
Like Boogie Boogie.
Boogie Boogie. It looks
like Boogie Boogie.
Yeah.
Boogie Boogie. You just gave him a new name for the rest of our lives, Anthony.
You're welcome. I just gave up on saying the whole thing.
Boogie boogie. And you guys didn't stop too, like, hey mom, look, it's boogie boogie. It's boogie. Not everyone in the chat's gonna do it.
John hears and says it's really cute. So we have one who's like
one
all for it.
Well, John's terrible.
Guess we found the chef. Nice try, John.
You gotta reevaluate.
I mean,
cuteness.
I think it's cute.
John is
right?
A huge troll, so don't listen to John.
You show John a puppy and he goes, not today. Give me cotton candy.
Hand me some poppy seed. Boogie boogie cotton
boogie
candy.
Boogie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cotton boogie. Candy.
Boogie boogie.
Give me that cotton candy. Boogie boogie. Cotton candy.
Cat Yellow Ranger says, WTF is that?
Exactly.
Our thoughts exactly. Well, we love you guys for commenting in the chat. This has been a great discussion.
This has been fun.
Like, seriously, from the cotton candy to the live action movies, I mean, it's been great. So, of course, we want you guys to tune in with us next week, but you can find us, you can find me, Jamie Gray, on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on IG at Jamie Gray.
Yeah, and I'm Kelsey Hightower. Thanks for chatting with us. You can leave a comment if you missed the chat. And I'm Kelsey. You can find me online at Kels Hightower.
And I'm Leo Camacho. Currently on social media, I'm at Mr. Leo Zombie, but soon I'm going to change to at Boogie Boogie. And if that's taken, then at Boogie Boogie 1.
There you go.
Follow me there.
Oh, I'm Sarah. I'm on Twitter at SarahSterling _ on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling. Hashtag... Boogie boogie.
Boogie boogie.
Boogie boogie, y'all.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. See ya.
Later.
Boogie boogie.
Boogie boogie.
Boogie boogie.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.